Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki. And sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters.
Hold on, dude.
I turned
dude,
over. Hold pow, on. Slice,
hold on.
Kick,
I had it started, dude. See,
what am I going to wait for you to start, bro?
Oh, you're
this
about,
is the streets,
you're
man.
About surprise.
You kill or you bang. Ah. See that, Brian? You think I'm waiting for bang
now,
again,
now,
bro?
Hold on. Listen, all guys. Way. Guys. I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio this weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at...
Bang!
And then I'll be at Magoobies. And then I'll be at Liberty Township. And I'm going to be doing this... We're going to be doing Krav Maga seminars. Sam, Triple A,
Brian,
show.
Why won't you take Krav Maga?
Well, I want you to show me.
I just showed you. I killed you several times. Bang! I just killed your guts, too. Dude, we fight dirty,
if I come at you here, so if I'm
right,
like,
right.
So if I'm like,
so the biggest thing you want to do,
hey, dude,
you want to get it away out of your body, right? Bang, right? Bang, bang. There we go. Slice, bang again.
Ah, you're cutting my own throat.
Cut. You turn it over. Bang, cut. Stab. I had sex with your mother last night. Stab.
Way
she
to
was
kill
so
someone.
Tight. Bang.
Why would you kill me?
Here we go. That's how
you just stabbed me with my own knife.
I made you bleed your own blood.
Okay, one more question.
No, Brian.
If I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm coming at you.
Right.
This.
Right, hold on, Brian. Yeah. So if you're coming at me, so you're going to be the weird guy that does it like that.
Yeah.
You're not. So you're a trained fighter, right? Most
yeah,
people are
going to
come
fighter.
Like this, right?
Yeah.
They're going to try to get bang. So you want to hit it right there.
Holy shit.
Right? So you want to hit it right there.
Yeah.
And then bang. Right? And then I just learned it. No. See, you got to hold it really
I'm cutting
far.
You up. Hold on.
Real hard.
Bang.
Bang. I hit you in the nuts. Okay. And then there's a lot more stuff.
Well,
I'm still learning this.
Oh,
I'm
you're still learning.
I'm still learning.
Okay.
By the way, I was walking down
I
the street.
I cut your wrist up pretty good.
Yeah, with your really, really feminine cuts.
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking gay deli guy?
So, guys, that was Knife Defense Volume 1 from
so
Sam
right.
Tripoli.
So, I'm walking down the street. I'm jogging. I'm trying to jog, right? I told you this yesterday. And this homeless guy went crazy in the eyes.
Right.
Right? Like, if a woman had that, you're like, oh, this chick will give up anal and not know my name, right? You see that kind of crazy?
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
yeah.
We'll fuck in an elevator right now.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
But he just was staring at me yelling something like it was from the Fifth Element or some shit.
Right.
Like he goes outside place, he goes, Warriors!
Oh, yeah. Come out to play!
Yeah, that kind
of
crazy.
Yeah.
So the whole run, I was just watching Krav Maga stabbing videos.
You were. You know who's really good? Is from Fight Smart, Travis from Fight Smart. He watched every single fight compilation on YouTube of real knife attacks. And what he found was, for the most part, if you, most 90% of the population is right-handed or something.
Yeah.
So they always come at you right-handed and they come down like this and they come to stab this
really?
Way. It's rare that they come like this.
Right.
It's almost always this way.
Yeah.
The problem with grabbing is you get cut.
Brian,
people pull back and
something.
Kill.
I am
just learning this. I am no authority
so
on that.
So what he says is you want to parry pop, and come back and attack.
Well, you want to shift the energy out, right?
Yeah, come out.
Away
you parry,
from you, right?
Bang, bang. That's scary, though.
You'd have to talk to Krav Maga. I that's my biggest thing is like I like to have fun with these when I've done it a little while, but I am no authority on it, but I do love it.
Look up Mark Makita. There's a guy named Mark Makita. And they train knife fighting.
I watch knife fight
check
videos
check this out. You
all
know
day.
What they use when they fight?
What?
When they fight with knives?
What?
They actually use electrified knives. So they don't cut you, but they shock you. So now you're actually sparring with fucking real
Krav Maga
knives.
Krav Maga don't fuck around, bro.
Yeah, this guy, Mark Makita, it's called Makita, M-I-K-I. ITA.
Brian, I'd like to do my dates.
Sorry, buddy.
The big 500 is next weekend. I can't believe it's already here. You know, Dana wants to do all this extravagant stuff. I just want to do a fun, easy, simple podcast.
Well, me and Danny, me and Kid Dynamite, we're going to watch your special last night and then got sidetracked. But I'm going to watch your special.
Well, just know that the No Lives Matter is done on an iPhone. It's I want it to be super underground.
That's fine, but I want to watch it. It's on YouTube.
It's on Sam Tripoli.com. I want people to find it.
Okay, well, I want it to be Fight Club. More confidence in your
Awesome. Brother, this 40 minutes is fucking fire.
Let's watch like the first 5 minutes of it. Our internet's down. Internet's down, isn't it?
Is the internet down? Okay, dude. I had the most interesting podcast today, dude. I had a really interesting.
Tell me about it.
This guy who does analytics really breaks down all of the just basically how the internet works and how a website is it sits on the internet and all the. And he basically said it is of his belief that the people who run Facebook right now are not running Facebook. It got switched out.
Really?
Yeah. And he goes, there was a time where Facebook was gone. Like, not working. Gone. There was no record of it on the internet for a very short time.
You know, you speak so loudly sometimes.
Because I'm passionate.
No, but I mean, the sound is echoing and hitting me in the ears super high.
Yeah, Brian, when you're fucking dense, I have to yell. That's the only way you can hear it. I mean, fucking satellite ears, you hear nothing I say.
I want to get into... I got some questions about conspiracies, and this is the first one. So are you saying, Sam, that they switched out the top brass at Facebook and nobody knows about it?
No.
Okay.
That's something else. But it could be a disgruntled person at working there. Something switched it out. Because you know what happened, dude? Because what would happen
60,000 people work at Facebook.
Hey, man, are you asking questions?
Sorry, dude.
Or do you just want to hear yourself talk?
Sorry, yeah.
God. Dude, he's quitting. He just quit. You made the guy who's been here.
Dylan just.
Are we recording still?
Yeah.
So. I can't even understand what dirty talk and sex must be like with between you and Kid Dynamite. Must be you talking and her not even be able to return with filth. There can be no filth fire.
I don't.
You like it? Huh? It's right there. You get it? Yeah, you like it?
I'm not a big listener. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little dense.
What's the dirty talk like? Hate when women get off script? Doesn't it suck? You're like, didn't you get your sides?
Yeah, usually I'm like, you know.
There's an outage in the area.
I thought so. We got an outage. It's okay. We don't need the internet for this show. We don't need no
probably
internet.
Probably just the forces of light working.
Well, so you're saying that
you can't talk dirty. That's what I'm saying.
What if they shut off Facebook? What if Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg goes, you know what? If he could even do this, I'm going to go this. And he just shut it off. It'd be a huge problem because a lot of people use it for work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge part of the economy.
Well, it's like too big to fail, right? It's like such a giant part. Well
we all need it, don't we?
That is the big argument on why they should almost be utilities, right? 100%. Like these giant tech companies should be government utilities.
Problem is, then we wouldn't have tech companies because they can't make money off it. That's how do you ensure that the internet continues to become more and more innovative, like Rockfin and things. You have to ensure.
Well, I mean, Brian, we had phone lines, right? They were government ran phone lines, right? And then AT&T comes in and they become businesses, right? Yeah. But they're utilities,
agree.
Right?
I agree that one of the biggest problems.
But the innovation came with the invention of these things. So it still happens.
Yeah. No, I agree. I do think that. I swear to God, what if you said to Twitter, you're only allowed to write positive shit?
What if that is the interesting thing. So
toxic. Well,
that's my whole argument with you yesterday. Is like, what's going to be censored?
When you even say censored, the thing is, we do have censorship. There's censorship within reason, right? So we know there's a line. Like, it's like a Jordan Peterson said there's a dress code. We know you can't come to work naked. So we know there's a line between
that
naked
and suit. That is an interesting line, right?
And we have to figure out what that line is. And I do think that with censorship, we know, obviously, I don't want to see animals being tortured on... illegal activity, of course, should be censored. Terrible things. But the question becomes, and we probably know...
Well, it became community standard. That was such a wonderful way to do it. Yeah. What is the community standard? I don't think anybody...
Profanity, community is
like,
nudity.
Well, I mean, like swearing now. It's like, if you go by community standards, right, you should be able to swear on network television because everybody swears now.
Yeah.
But I think community standards is nobody thinks kiddie porn's acceptable, right?
Right.
Like 99% of the population...
Well, those things are illegal.
Right, right.
I'm talking about things that aren't
just because. Listen, that's a very interesting thing to go. And this is not pro kiddie porn. Fuck kiddie porn. I think everybody who does it, you know, it is the one thing that I don't like jokes about.
I agree.
It's very weird.
I agree.
But I will defend people's right to do it. I'll go to war for people's right to do kiddie porn jokes. I hate kiddie porn jokes.
Yeah, me too.
I hate them. If we're going to play this game of punching up and punching down, there's no more punching down than that. But. I think you should be able to do it. Kiddie porn is absolutely disgusting, right? I mean, I think community standards would be that shouldn't be allowed. Torturing of animals, nobody would like
that
either.
All those things are illegal anyway.
But okay, so that was the point. So if something's illegal, doesn't make it wrong, right? It was illegal to hide Jews in Nazi Germany, but that we all agree that was.
I was going to say is that usually. When we're talking about things, does it harm someone else, right? So that would be sort of the line. But let's take things that don't harm people. So, for example, in San Francisco, you can walk around nude. You can actually walk around completely naked. You can go to work. You can do everything naked. There is a line as a man you cannot have a hard on. Isn't that interesting?
That might be the most interesting. How do you stop that?
So you can get a ticket or arrested if you're walking around with a hard-on.
There's boner police?
Yes, that would be the threat. But you can actually walk around without a hard-on and you can be naked. And I did a video on my Instagram of a guy who walked by me and my buddy Tarek, and he was fucking completely naked with a briefcase. And then he had a cock ring on or something. But either way, it's like San Francisco's like, that's cool. But there, even in San Francisco, as liberal as anything is, you always have a line that must be crossed. And it's a line of decency.
And it's basically men's happiness?
Well, probably.
If a girl was just like squirting all over the place, nobody would call the cops.
No.
We'd all just start high-fiving each other, right?
Yes.
We'd all show up with windshield wipers, high-fiving each other.
But squirting, like spitting, is illegal because you can spread disease or you can get it on somebody.
So if a woman's just in the park just fucking... bang, hitting people.
That's a
Someone's
problem.
Someone's calling the cops.
I'm not going to, but there are people who are party poopers that are going to call the cops.
This woman, she's just jizzing all over the place. There's anarchy, cats and dogs making love.
Yep.
It is interesting, dude. I mean, I listen, there's never going to be a fine line because when you make a rule, someone, right or wrong, will always try to break that rule. That is just the human...
Censorship, though, is a main thing. So censorship is really, the question becomes, when information is actively organizing people to harm other people, what would you do? Like, what do you do? If you are able, if you have a platform and people on that platform, and you're just a fucking, you're a coder. I mean, think about these guys who created these things. They're coders. They tend to have some Asperger syndrome. They tend to be antisocial. Oh, yeah. So they are a coder. They come up with an idea like Twitter or Facebook, and they're kind of nerds, whatever they are, or they're just different thinkers, right? And all of a sudden, the world adopts your technology, and all of a sudden, they come to your office and say, the Rohingya are being massacred because of Facebook. And you go, I don't know who the Rohingya are, and also... I'm a coder. I don't know how to handle this monster I've created.
What do I do?
What the fuck do we do?
That's the argument for guns, right? Gun manufacturers. How can you sue a gun manufacturer? They just make the gun. They don't tell people what to do. Are we back? Look who's back.
We're back.
Boom, boom, boom.
So then maybe,
back again.
So boom, maybe boom, boom. Then we have zero censorship because you're very anti-censorship. Like Twitter, Tim Pool was talking to Twitter and they were like, Twitter was like, if you are going after somebody specifically, we're gonna censor you. And but he was like, how do you even do that? You have so many people doing that and so few police at Twitter. How the fuck are you supposed to do it? It's such a big problem, man.
Well, you know, it's like when everybody goes, when the intelligence communities are just basically stealing your data, they're not looking at it as they're taking it.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're storing it. And then when you pop up on their radar as trouble, yeah, then they go to your file and they just look through the whole thing, and then they retroactively grab you for some crazy shit.
Yes.
Right? That's kind of where it's at. These VPNs, I have zero faith in any of it. That they're going to stop you from, like Proton Mail says, they're not gathering your data. I find that absolutely ridiculous.
So let me switch gears for a second, because since you're a conspiracy theorist, my problem with you conspiracy
that we're right all the time
is that you guys can never explain how these entities have control. So
what do you mean, Brian?
Well, let me ask. Sam, do you think the Vatican has any power?
Brian.
I'm asking a question.
Brian.
Yeah?
Do you think the Vatican has no power?
Well,
what episode are we on? On 96, and we're still talking about this?
If the Vatican has power, Sam.
Yeah.
What kind of power would you say they
Brian,
have?
Let me ask you something. Yeah. If they have no power, can you show me the church that got shut down because they were fucking kids? Like, where's that church that is no longer operating?
Well, there's no doubt that pedophilia.
But where's
was
the church
rampant,
that, like, out of
rampant.
Business, we yeah. diddle kids.
Yeah.
Now we're fucking low income housing.
It is the great stain of the Catholic Church.
But
that they
where
do that.
Is that church that's no longer operating?
So they definitely have power and influence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you answered your own question.
Yes. But do you think that the Vatican Church is running, for example, our economy? In what sense do they have
Jesuits,
power?
Yes.
The Jesuits.
Fauci is a Jesuit. Donald Trump, his whole family are Jesuits, yes.
So they are all Jesuits.
Jesuits, not and the, Jesuits.
And the glue is that the fact that they're Jesuits and thus...
Jesuits, and, not Jesuits.
And so if they're in a gang and they all...
What are you
they're
saying,
all,
Jesus?
They're all Jesuits,
yeah.
And they're all coordinated with each other. Look up what a Jesuit is, just for
what a Jesuit is.
So you're saying they must have a leader. Who's the leader?
The Pope.
And
No. Let me take that back. Black Pope, not white Pope.
So the black Pope.
Maybe there's even gray Pope. Will you look up gray Pope?
Hold on. No. It's done.
It's down again. It's down. You know why? We got too close to the truth. Welcome to the Dangerous Show.
That's what happens, dude. Because you know what? You're on the highway to the danger zone. When you get into AKA deep waters, the fucking internet
dude,
goes black.
It goes black. I hope you brought your floaties, bro.
And I ain't saying
bro.
Black as an African American. I'm not talking about cool. I'm talking about it goes
You're
black.
Talking about Jews run Hollywood. Is that what you're talking about?
Dude. No, that's a fucking terrible
I thought that's
thing
what
to
you're
say.
Trying to say.
No, I would never say that.
I thought I heard that.
Sam, you anti-Semitic son of a bitch. Sam, so... You think the Black Pope exists and
gray
actually
pope.
Has power?
Gray Pope.
The Gray Pope.
Yeah.
Has actual... You
there's
think
three popes.
You think there are three popes and you think they have power?
Yeah. Yes. They run everything.
I'm telling you, you're crazy though, right?
No, I'm telling you, in all the losses you've taken, this is the biggest of them
so,
all.
So let's take the Gray Pope.
Your asshole is the Underground Railroad of losing, okay? All the L's, get in your asshole and try to get to freedom. That's what your bubble is.
Stop laughing at that. Listen. Listen. He always turns me into a serious power bottom every time we have an argument. Sam, the Great Pope, who doesn't exist in my opinion,
yeah,
but let's just say he does. Let's just say he does. What do you think?
Brian,
does he tell Trump what to do?
Brian, can I get into this? My power structure of
yes,
the world.
Yes, please.
Because I've been doing a lot of shows.
I've been
on
waiting.
This. I've had some wonderful guests on that. I just don't think I can bring them here to have to explain to you.
I would love it.
Okay. But basically, if you take a look at how the world works, at the top are royal bloodlines, okay? They are the top.
So at the top are at royal top. Bloodlines.
Yes, yes,
so
yes,
you
yes,
think
yes,
royalty
yes.
is still running. It's like Queen Elizabeth. Do you think she has yeah. anything
oh, yeah.
to do
oh,
with
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. At the deepest thing.
She's telling who what to do.
She
nobody's
is,
listening
She is
her.
A part of, like, she is.
She has no power.
I don't know if she's the head, but she's pretty damn close.
But she has no power.
No. That's what they tell you. She has no
so
power.
So she's calling shots?
She is a part of an organization of basically 13 families, the black nobility. She is all part of that.
She's part of the black nobility.
Yeah.
And that group is what? What do they do?
They're Rothschilds all- are basically desk jockeys for these very powerful people. They are the accountants of these very
so
powerful
So what happens
people.
When these super powerful people die?
Oh, well, their kids take over or new powerful people come in. And sometimes they become like your dad did amazing things and you're a retard. So that's what happens to the next generation.
But so
the really smart have banged super hot women and they have retard kids and the dynasty dies.
Okay, so it's ever changing.
Right?
So
right?
it's ever changing. So
right.
So there isn't one group that's like these royal bloodlines, they die out.
Yeah.
They died out back in the 1700s, 1800s.
But different ones stepped
through.
Didn't
they die out in the 1700s, 1800s?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
So they meet somewhere and they
do what?
And
it's not just Queen Elizabeth because there's a good chance she's fraudulent queen. But it's these royal bloodlines,
minute,
these 13 bloodlines,
she's a fraudulent,
this black nobility
that
run
anywhere.
Everything.
I've never read that anywhere.
They're the old banking families who used to run Rome. So Brian, I just had a very interesting.
Banks aren't owned by families.
What? No. Families own banks, bud.
No, a lot of these families. No.
Families
banks
own
are
banks.
Not owned by banks.
Okay,
they're
so just
publicly
hear my power.
But they're publicly traded companies.
Brian, that's so cute. That is so cute.
But they
you
are.
You are so cute.
But they are.
So you think they put up all the stocks and they give up all of it and they hope someone doesn't take it over?
It's a publicly traded company.
Yeah, they don't trade all the stocks. They own a giant chunk of it, like Ethereum, right?
Well,
the guy who made Ethereum owns
a
big chunk of it and he puts out a bunch, but he still owns a giant chunk of it, enough to control the fucking currency.
Not really, because when you own a bunch, you still don't have control over
Brian, you are
bank
cute.
Policy.
You are adorable.
You don't, though.
You really do, Brian.
But you don't own.
You think these people, when they put out their company, they put out all the stock?
That's not what I'm saying. That there are a lot
so
of
so Brian, if there's a
own,
let's say
there
let's
are,
say
it's a board
this
of directors
is
in a bank,
a corporation, right?
Yeah.
And these are all the stocks.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of stocks do you think these people are?
It depends
up?
On the board of directors. Depends on what makes sense. But what I'm saying is that a board of directors with a bank like Bank of America,
yeah.
Pick a bank, any
yeah.
bank, any
yeah.
bank, Chase,
For, sure,
Bank of America. These are
sure.
big banks,
sure,
powerful banks,
sure.
So those banks are run by a board of directors
yeah, right.
and by shareholders.
Yes.
And so there are some shareholders that own a lot, but some of the shareholders are in Saudi Arabia.
Okay,
they're
good.
All over the place.
Yes.
No
yeah.
one shareholder has a lot of say.
Yeah.
They don't. They're
right.
beholden to
right.
the board.
Right.
Right.
And who controls the board?
And then banks are trying to make money and a profit.
Right.
And they lose money.
Yeah.
Gain money.
Yeah. People get fired. Stuff. People get hired.
Right, but
right.
but
so Brian, let me Brian. You don't even know where the banks are in my hierarchy, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right,
I
you fucking fuck.
I interrupted you. Go
okay,
on. So there's a black nobility.
The royals could be Pindar, the 8-foot albino lizard could be at the top. Right, it's possible.
Okay,
so it goes. Well, if you really want to get entities of entity interdimensional entities.
That's who's actually
then the royals who made deals with the interdimensional entities. Okay,
the royals. Have you ever? What is your proof on the interdimensional?
Brian, we're not talking
entity.
Proof right
oh,
now.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just telling you what it is,
okay,
so and then I'll deal with that shit later.
Okay, so we got the royals.
No, we have the entities.
Entities.
Then the royals.
Pindar.
Pindar.
The
there's a lot of them. Moloch.
Pindar.
All those things.
A lot of them.
Moloch, Baphomet. Pindar, it's all working together, okay?
Is Gandalf in there?
Gandalf is not. He's a fictional character.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay?
The albino snake lizard god is
no,
not
No,
that's
not
fictional.
What I said. 8-foot albino lizard person who most likely lives in hollow earth that you enter through Antarctica. Okay.
Now I'm following you.
Thank you.
I am finally following you.
So you have the entities. Then you have the royal bloodlines, which were humans that made deals with these dark entities. Okay?
Oh.
some of the dark entities. There's also light entities.
Yeah.
It's why they, okay. So then you go, then under that, Brian, okay, are your, like your billionaires and your million, your billionaires.
Bezos.
Your like the committee of 300.
Does Bezos know?
Bezos is just an actor. So yeah.
Elon Musk?
Actor. Okay. So.
I mean.
Brian, Mike, are you going to hear me out?
Mike Bloomberg?
Actor.
He's worth $28 billion. Brian,
okay, so you have these billionaire blah, blah, blah guys. Then below them are your groups, like your Zionists, your communists, your Zionist communists, your neocons, your neoliberals. That's the next group, okay? Then under them is the tools in which they use to control us. Banks, corporations, intelligence agencies. That's it. And then below us are the influencers, okay? The Rachel Maddows, the, all those fucking people on both sides.
Are they all communicating with each other?
Well, you know, when the guy who ran Fox died, Rachel Maddow said he was a very good friend of mine and he helped me out when I needed him.
Roger Ailes?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're all friends. So, because they're, well, it's all the theater. Industry. It's all theater.
They're all in the same
and
industry.
And then below us is
so
us.
So is Rachel Maddow... in
she's a Rhodes Scholar.
Does she know more than I do about how the world...
No, she's just above pawn.
Uh-huh. So Rachel you're a Maddow, pawn. So is Rachel Maddow actually listening to somebody?
Yeah. She gets notes. You remember when that came down from the leader of Fox News? There was an email that told them what they're going to talk about. You don't think that happens at MSNBC or CNN? Mm-hmm.
But does that come all the way down from Pindar?
That... Brian, how many corporate? You're so lucky we don't have the internet right now. How many corporations do you think own all of the U.S. media?
Well, the media is owned for, it is a for-profit enterprise, which is the
problem. How many people, stop with the filibustering.
Well, GTE, I think, owns a large.
Five. It used to be six, but then Disney basically bought up all of Fox. So it's now down to five. Yeah. Five organizations.
Right.
Do you think those organizations talk at all?
Well, I do, and yeah. I think that the news is about ratings.
So let's take a look at what's going on in Hollywood. So do you know that Saturday Night Live this Saturday had their 48th season kickoff?
I did not know
that. Do you know it was the lowest rated episode in the history of that program?
I bet.
Okay, but do you think they're going to change anything?
No.
How many people unsubscribe to Netflix? How many people aren't watching news? Yet they never change anything, Brian. Why do they not change? Why is this anti-business world going on right now? Why?
Well, I think it's just market share. People are like, they don't watch SNL because it's not that funny and the internet's already
a
sketch.
But Brian, if NBC is in fact a business, right? And their job is to make money. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing things that is counter to making money?
Because like a lot of corporations that have a corporate culture, they keep doing what was working because change and companies like this go out of business all the time, like Kodak.
Yeah.
They just can't change and quickly enough with the time.
But so this NBC's has been happening since The Office was on NBC, Brian.
It's still working on an old model.
Brian.
And they're still trying to come up with a second Office. And what happens is new media has literally just taken over. I mean, think about getting, if you got an NBC show right now, I'd go, oof, how many people are going to watch that? One or two? Right? We'd be like, oh. And even if you got a Netflix show, I'd go, well, hopefully their algorithm puts you at the front because there are a lot of Netflix shows, a lot that nobody watches.
Yeah.
Right? Kid Dynamite. Let's take a break.
It's crazy.
All right, let's go back to recording. Hold on. Sam, I was just eating a piece of bread that I made. I make spelt buttermilk bread. I make Irish soda bread now. Very wholesome. And I'm adding some flax seeds to it. Forget it, dude. It's basically a meal. Now, I'm a bread maker. I make beautiful bread. And I'm going to start becoming probably somewhat of a real cook.
A connoisseur of bread.
I can make steak and bread. And my steak is the best. Now, forget all that. We're just saying, first of all, the internet's down. And you're saying the forces of light are winning. And what is that group called?
The Self-Organization Committee. I've heard many different people say
it. It's the collective. You just changed the name.
Self-Organization Collective. Now, No, here's the name. Wait, I just learned about it today. I just learned about it today. Self-Organizing Collective. Now, so I talked about this. So one of the first episodes I ever did on Tinfoil Hat was Duncan Trussell. And this was way before any of the Q stuff or anything. But Duncan talked about how he was in touch with people that are saying there are forces of good that are pushing back against the globalist darkness. And that the CCP is working with dark entities.
The Communist People's Party?
Yes.
The Chinese Communist Party.
And a lot of it is about depopulation. They want depopulation. Now this whole video with Bill Gates talking about if the vaccine works, we'll lose 10 to 15% of our population. He literally is talking about releasing mosquitoes, and he did it in the middle of this TED Talk. And he goes, don't worry, these aren't the ones. Those are for the poor people. He literally says that.
He didn't, but here's the thing.
What?
He didn't.
What?
Sam.
What?
Sam.
I can't hear you.
What'd you say? He didn't say that.
What? He did say that, Brian.
Sam.
Brian, are those ears for listening?
Bill Gates isn't like, I know you think he's the evil dark overlord.
Brian, he 100% is.
But like depopulation or population, the population has been declining in a lot of places, especially in westernized modern countries, because people don't have to have as many kids anymore. In rural societies, you'd have 11 kids because, first of all, infant mortality was so high.
No, that's fine.
So a lot of it is just, this is not
new. But that's literally an objective of these groups is depopulation. They talk about it openly all the time, Brian. Well,
population, like, you don't want too many people, so we starve our
resources. Brian, have you been to Wyoming?
We're going to get to a point where 9
billion. Brian, have you ever been to Wyoming?
I have been to Wyoming.
Do you see all the population of Wyoming? Are they on top of each other?
They're not on top of each other. Can
you drive? Brian, you ever drive the Phoenix? You ever go 80 miles hoping you don't run out of gas and not see anybody?
Yes.
We're doing fine, okay? We're doing fine. The reason they've moved us all in, because this is Agenda 2030, is to move us into fucking big cities.
Better for the environment, actually.
It's not better for the environment, Brian.
Believe it or not, have you been in
L.A.?
When you move people closer together, you can concentrate those resources and the outskirts
can thrive. The most retarded thing of all the retard shit you said. So when you move people into
cities, the wilderness
Do you know how hard it is to stand out of all the retard shit you said?
Urban sprawl is worse for the environment. You want people living in cities so that the environment, you can have wilderness for animals.
Brian, oh man.
That's a fact.
Oh man.
So in the Amazon, you want people to be in the cities, and when they go out and they start slashing and burning.
Do you think your dad was drinking when he had you?
But Sam, when you have people in cities, they don't go out and slash and burn and plant their own food. You want people concentrated in cities.
So Brian, did you literally say you don't want people growing their own food?
What I'm saying is that when they slash and burn rainforest and cut down old growth timber to plant things like grass, grazing lands for their cattle.
Now what you're talking about is giant corporate farming.
Yes.
We're not talking about that.
That's what
we're talking about, individual self-sustaining.
The problem with individual farms is very simple. Once you get a bunch of family farms, right?
You let this guy hump you?
Do you know what happens, though? Do you know what happens when you've got family?
You're like, fuck it, load up.
So I used to always be advocating family farms. And my friend who's in the food business goes, the problem is it never lasts. I said, why?
So let's stop. Your friend's in the food business.
And he said,
it's probably not a good idea for you to build your own food, grow your own food.
He doesn't make money. He said, here's the thing about family farms. So I said, we should all be family farming. He goes, family farming would turn into factory farming so quickly your head would spin. And I go, why? He said, because if you were a family and everybody was planting their own food, here's what happens. Some families are better than other families at growing food. And then what happens is if you had to sell all those things, you'd never be able to set the price of eggs, right? Because the price of eggs would go up and down depending on supply and demand.
Ooh.
So just listen. So what happens is a family would come to you and say, hey, let me buy your plot of land because I'm better at farming. And you'd go, for how much? They go, well, this much. They give you a price you couldn't afford. Pretty soon they'd buy all the land up all the family farms up, and they'd have a huge farm because they do it better than everybody else. That's kind of what happens in capitalist markets.
Yeah, but Brian, the thing that's the problem with what you're saying is most, if not all, the people that grow their own food aren't doing it to make money. They're doing it to live off of. They're not trying to become Farmer Bob.
I know, but sometimes you can't grow enough of your own food, so you have to go to the other farm. You have to go to the store.
Yeah, but that's called community, Brian.
Well, true. But what I'm trying to say is that people don't have time to farm, and they go, I'd rather go to the supermarket.
Brian!
Let's go to Whole Foods,
Brian. Because
I want to do other things, but then
you are I don't want to till soil.
I want to live in the city and watch Netflix,
Brian. People move to the farm to farm. It's not like, ah, oh, fuck, I don't have time to do this. That's what they move there
and
for.
We have plenty of
That's
food.
That's the purpose.
And we have plenty of food thanks to technology.
Hold on, Brian. You've literally just said we have an overpopulation. So do we have enough or do we not have enough?
I'm saying that what happens is you don't need Bill Gates to control population. People seem to be controlling their own population on their own time. As people get wealthier, they have fewer children. They just make informed decisions. They go, I want two kids so I have more disposable income. I want one kid. I don't want any kids.
I will That's give you that there's less people. Less yeah. people are having less kids because they don't live on the farm.
Or they just don't want them, or they don't have to have them.
Well, that is
it's
something
like, why are people not getting married anymore? A lot of people are not getting
married. I think a lot of it has to
do
with the legalese of marriage.
That could be. Also, people go, a lot of men now are like, with dating apps, that's destroyed relationships.
The reason I've never got married is because marriage in my family is a train wreck.
Right, but a lot of young eligible men now realize that on a dating app, they can fuck anybody they want, whenever they want. If you see these dudes on these things or these women, it's like, it's a fuck fest. And so all of a sudden these young people are like, you know what? I can just fuck some hot person.
I personally think that it has so much to do with the legalese of between men and women now. And that men feel that legally they have very little rights compared to the other way. You know, it's like when I was in... the baby's mama is wonderful, you know, we're blessed, but we were doing custody stuff and she couldn't show up one time. And even my lawyer is like, if that was you not showing up, she would have gotten everything, you know, but they changed, they're like, okay, we'll meet up.
Well, it's
again.
Probably a combination of stuff. But what I'm trying to say is that I can give you an explanation for every conspiracy theory you have.
You have, Brian.
And you don't want to listen to it because it's all very easy to explain.
Brian,
but you're like, no, Pindar's the reason he lives in the Arctic.
There's literally not enough paper left for all the L's you have to add to your last name.
Pindar. Have they ever seen a picture of Pindar?
I have not seen a picture.
Where did you read about Pindar?
I've talked to many people. Now, Brian, I don't necessarily...
Are they Pindar experts?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I talk to people. You listen to books. You don't even read them. You listen to people talking that you can't talk to.
But you got
to
read history, philosophy, books,
Brian,
literature, and you get a sense of how the world works.
Again, I talk to the people who write the books. You listen to them read the books. That's a big difference.
That's true, but you're only listening to people who write books about... alien. I mean,
most of the people I talk to don't believe
you
in
you don't
aliens.
Have the attention span to read a book, so you've never done that.
Brian,
but
I have so many books at home. I have not read them yet, but I have a lot of books.
I
literally have bought so many books right
and
now.
And I love that you buy books. You haven't done a lot of the reading.
I do. I try to read about 15 pages a day.
That's good.
I try.
And you try.
I fall asleep by page 13.
Even listening, you have trouble because what happens is you go, this is long, and your legs start fidgeting, because that's why I think you're ultimately a plant.
You think I'm a plant?
I don't think you're a conspiracy theorist. I think you're a guy who's trying to discredit conspiracies because
you
you're
think
talking
I'm.
About, well, you're talking about Pindar, the snake god, and we know he doesn't
no, he's
exist.
Not the snake god.
Okay. He's the albino Pindle lizard person.
Lizard, 8 foot.
8 feet is a lot, really tall.
Yeah.
Is he from? He's from Middle Earth.
He's a lower dimensional being.
Well, I know you're a geologist, but I thought the center of the earth is got molten lava in it.
Brian, within multiple philosophies, cultures, religious disciplines, there is stories, myths in those cultures, in those philosophies, in those religions that state about interdimensional beings mating with human women. Okay? Yeah. It's happened all over the time. In the Bible itself. Okay?
Really?
There's talks of archons who came up, lower dimensional beings, started hitting that ass,
not in the
creating
Bible, Bubba.
Nephilim. Okay?
Bubba, not in the Bible. I've read the Bible and I read the Old
Brian,
Testament.
Brian!
I read
Bible. Literally talks about archons.
I don't think so. I wish we had the internet working. But I don't think archons are a word in the Bible.
Yeah, they are.
In the Old or the
New
Testament.
They are low-frequency entities that come up and start hitting that ass. That's the original
I don't think low-frequency is
that's the original interracial, by the way.
But
chicks hooking up with low-frequency demons.
But frequency is a word that didn't come along until I think we started to decipher
because
what the electromagnetic field was.
Because, Brian, it's like how we say vibration, which is low frequency, low vibration.
So the Hebrew word for frequency or the Greek word for frequency, you're saying. Okay, well, maybe. I don't think that's in the Bible.
Brian, you are so cute.
I don't think that's in the Old or the New Testament.
Dude, listen.
Have you ever read the Bible or the Old Testament? You haven't, have you?
No, I have not read the Bible.
There you go.
I've read parts of the Bible.
All right.
I've read parts of the Bible.
I haven't read the Old Testament.
Brian, so are we going to make a bet here?
Yeah.
What is the bet that you want to make that there is a story of archons mating with human women to create Nephilim, and guess who came and stopped it?
Who?
Shape-shifting Jesus. That's a real story.
Please, somebody, look that up. God damn it.
It's hard.
Archons.
Archons.
Mating with the Nephilim. Look up the Nephilim. That's how the Nephilim is.
Let's see. Archons in the Bible.
I'm so tired of winning all the time.
All right, let's
see. Okay, I'm going to have to bring people on to tell you about this, okay? I'm going to have to bring people on, okay? Jesus in the Bible was a shapeshifter. He shows up as Jesus, Mary, the apostles, a fire truck, okay?
Archon is in Gnosticism, which is, I don't know, I'm a Gnostic. In other words, Gnosticism would be sort of this stoic sort of notion.
That's gross.
Any of a number of world-governing powers that were created with the material world by a subordinate deity called the Demiurge, creator. In these narratives, the Demiurge and the Archons were identified with God, the angels, and the law of the Old Testament, and hence received Hebrew names. You know what? Ring the bell, Sam.
I tell you guys, I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Bell. I am impressed.
Many ringings.
The seven.
That's my Native American name. He who rings the bell.
You know what, Bubba? I'm impressed.
Yeah, and guess who beat that? So when you get into this vaccine, right? Listen, this vaccine.
They were malevolent, sadistic beings who controlled the earth as well as many of the thoughts and feelings.
So when this you're born, like your baby picked you, you want to know how your baby picked you? You guys were fucking, right? And this entity, these archons brought we are all part of the universe, right?
When but this your isn't baby, the Bible, but this is not Gnosticism.
Stop. Daddy's talking. I've ringed the bell. You can't unring the bell.
Yeah, these aren't
so
in, they're not in the Bible,
is,
though, Bubba. This
when
is,
you're when you want to be born, we're all part of the universe, right? And we want to have a human experience. Like your baby is here for a mission.
Yeah,
it's here to learn a lesson from a past life. So when it decided it wanted to come down, it walked into this giant room. These archons brought it in, and you pick who your parents are based on. It's just a room. It's like a fucking swingers club. It's like an intergalactic, multi-dimensional swingers club.
So the archons are not in the Bible.
Have you ever been to a swingers club?
No.
It's just nothing but black guys with dreads making love to polar bears. Just big,
so
white
Bubba,
chicks.
The archons...
Yeah, so your baby saw him going to Pound Town and was like, that's the one, right
so
there.
Expectations should not be too high.
Yeah, well, my daughters, I had two, which means my daughter saw me just banging, knocking the bottom out of their mother in my car as she yells racial slurs at me.
Right. Here's the thing. The archons are not in the Bible or the Old Testament. They're the Gnostics. The
Bible,
Gnostics were a group.
Which is a different form of the Bible. The Bible,
well,
there's many
Gnostic
Bibles.
There's the Gnostic Gospels.
No,
dude. Found,
so basically.
But they're not in there either.
Basically, the Bible that everyone knows about is written by, you have something you discovered?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Gnostics were a movement. One of the most substantial challenges to early Christianity.
Was yeah, the Gnostics, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. No. I think they were more involved in things like reason and...
Yeah. Did I lose?
No. So Gnosticism means... So when you say... look up what a Gnostic is. I believe that's someone who has doubt and...
Gnostics are low-frequency demons.
They don't admit that they are... They don't... Essentially saying, I know winning what an agnostic
so
much?
So now
is.
It's 1-on-3 and I'm still winning. This is much like a Bruce Lee
the
film.
The Gnostics might have been
just punching multiple people. But I don't hit women, so I punch you twice.
Knowledge? What is Gnosticism?
It's the belief that human beings contain a piece of God within themselves, which has fallen from the immaterial world into the bodies of humans.
Which is what I just told you. We're part of the universe. Why am I winning so much?
But Sam, you have some half truths.
Brian, I'd rather have half truths than all wrong.
But you don't have you don't do enough thorough research in this thing. So shape-shifting Jesus is one of the examples, although he was a shapeshifter, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Brian.
And Zeus came down as a bull and had sex with a woman. I think that's what happens. Who, I think she gave birth to Achilles.
Well, we most likely live in a plasma universe. There is no deep, dark, empty space. It's plasma.
But you don't know what plasma is.
Yeah, it's stuff.
See?
What is plasma, Brian?
I think plasma is I know what plasma is. Plasma is a compound in the blood. But plasma,
that's what they're basically saying
a
the universe
TV
is.
TV would be, I think that's just a word they use.
It's basically
for a type of crystal.
There's a thought. That space is liquid.
Crystal of some kind?
Everything in space is liquid.
Go ahead, Dylan.
What?
Electrically quasi-neutral medium of unbound positive.
There we go. Particles. Exactly.
Negative particles.
Yeah. So it's not empty space, but it's actually plasma.
Yeah. All right. Sam, I feel like...
That I won?
I feel like we covered a lot of ground here. And I feel like I won.
So you don't want to talk? Why don't you want to talk about the Pandora Papers? Why don't you want to talk about
what are the Pandora Papers?
You don't know what the Pandora Papers are?
No. Give me the Pandora.
Basically, there were the Paradise Papers and the Pandora Papers, and they basically come out that the world's most wealthy are all stashing their money in tax-free countries. And they're worth way more than anybody even thinks. And here's the crazy thing. Putin's mistress has $100 million.
I know.
Which makes you wonder, how much does Putin have? A trill?
Well, he owns Russia.
Right.
Which means all the oil. So Putin doesn't have to worry about a lot.
Putin is basically a Rothschild puppet.
I don't think anybody tells Putin what to do, Bubba.
Yeah, he's a Freemason.
The Rothschilds are not telling Putin what to do.
100%.
So let me ask you something. Sam. If the do you think somebody from the Rothschild family goes, hey, Vladimir, do this, and he does it?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind.
How
would they make him
Brian,
do that?
He is put in place to keep the country of Russia down.
By the Rothschilds?
International Banking Company.
How would they
if
do
you
that?
Look at the Bolshevik Revolution, That was exactly what happened.
How would they do that?
By fucking communism and fucking military and police force.
Putin controls the military and the
yes.
police.
And so Putin is there to make sure the Russian people never rise.
You think somebody from the Rothschild family can pick up a phone and tell Putin what
to do? Maybe it's not the Rothschild, but it is the international banking cabal.
He doesn't hear a peep from those fucking
people. Yeah, he does, Brian.
So somebody from that cabal gets together and says, tell Putin to do what? What would they tell him to do? And why would he listen? Tell me.
Russia's very, very special, dude. Russia was the center of Tataria.
Sam, Putin's never heard of the word Tataria.
Dude, you're retarded.
Sam?
100%.
Vladimir Putin is a patriot.
Tataria was an empire that you don't hear of ever in time. You want to hear something crazy?
Well, you've already said it. You've already said a lot of things that are crazy. One is that Putin's are fucking, that Putin is beholden to the Rothschilds. Yes, the
Russian flag is basically.
Give me one example of why you say that and how you know that.
Basically,
give me
a Rothschild
some
symbolism.
Critical, can you give me some
credible
evidence?
Did you know
that
a big reason the United States won the Civil War was because Alexander II sent Navy ships to our shores and told Spain
why
and England.
North, why the North beat the South? Is that what you're
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why. Dude, he worked with Abraham Lincoln, and that's how we were able to keep all Europe out of the South, all the international banking cabal,
well, the North
which
had more
wanted
money
the
and-
South to win because the South was willing to do a centralized bank. And if the centralized bank is the fucking root of all things wrong right now in this country.
The centralized bank is the root of all
100%. When we pay taxes, very little of it goes to funding. Most of it goes to pay off our interest on the money that the Federal Reserve prints. Right. And so what we've seen now is, and Trump was just as much part of it as anybody else, the printing of trillions of dollars, which went to these corporations. And what have these corporations done? Well, these corporations, through Amazon and Jeff Bezos, bought out fucking MGM. Now we're looking at BlackRock is buying all these properties at 20 and 30% over value, which means regular Joes like us can't buy them. So they're buying up all these fucking apartment buildings and houses and property with fucking monopoly money.
Robber barons. That's right. That was done. That's called being a robber baron.
Right.
And it's called.
So our money, they're trying to fucking destroy our money.
Well, there's no doubt that the more rich
the Federal Reserve
get,
needs
the more
to
ambitious
go.
They get.
Bye.
The Federal Reserve needs to go.
Bye.
The Federal Reserve needs to go. Hold on. Let's call a real banker. Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Let's call that. Hold on. This is going to be awesome.
Crushing.
So this is a guy who's been a banker for a long time.
Yeah.
And was a managing partner.
Hold on. Stop before we do this.
What?
So you're gonna call a banker and ask him if banking's
bad.
Hey,
buddy. So I'm having a podcast right now.
Yeah.
My friend who doesn't know anything about banking.
This is a 911 call.
He said the Federal Reserve needs to go.
Send an ambulance. My asshole's bleeding out.
Hold on. Listen. Hold on. Wait. Say it again.
It's a central bank. You're gonna not have a central bank. Who's gonna control the currency? Who's gonna control?
That's so cute. That's a fake.
Hold on, he's a banker, so just let him talk.
Okay, so let me hear this.
So to educate us,
my friend
who has no idea about banking. Please, go ahead.
This is like Pablo Escobar.
Is Coke bad?
Well, let me tell you the benefits of fucking cocaine.
You know nothing about banking.
I do know about banking.
Just listen to a real banker.
Yeah, okay, I will listen to a real banker.
It's too long a discussion to have on the phone like this, but every country in the world has a central bank.
Yeah,
so it's a dumb thing to say. You're gonna have a banana
right.
Central bank.
So banker man, nice guy. Sorry,
he has no idea.
So the printing of money. Ask this guy, and then we'll find out if it's real. Is the printing of money destroying the value of money?
You should be able to pull people's big toes. I think you should just see who can pull the big toes.
Hold on. Is the printing of money devaluing?
You can't even let him talk. Why don't you just be quiet?
I can't understand his Dracula accent, right? Who are you calling? Count Chocula? Blah, blah. Blah, the banking.
You're amazing. You wouldn't even let him finish. You don't know
Brian,
anything.
Brian,
you don't
Brian,
know. You
Brian,
literally know
Brian,
nothing. You,
Brian,
you literally
Brian,
know nothing.
Brian.
He,
Brian.
He's a real banker.
Yeah. You're asking a real banker.
You don't know what the fuck. You truly don't know what
do
the fuck
you
you're talking about.
Do you understand how
Sam,
ridiculous
Sam,
that
you
is?
Don't know what the
Brian,
fuck you're talking
Brian,
about.
You
Brian, don't know
you
what
know
the fuck.
Ridiculous
Sam, you literally don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know nothing about banking. You know nothing about economies. Nothing. You don't read anything, dude.
Brian,
you are truly ignorant.
You literally called a banker and asked him if banking's important.
Sam. You need a central bank for currency.
Yeah.
Do you know what currency is?
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. I know what currency is.
So you know how to run this economy without the dollar?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I do know how. They manufactured a fake fucking currency problem so that we would demand fucking a centralized bank.
Sam, you're just talking in general in the air.
No, I'm not.
You really are.
Brian, you're Ace Ventura talking out of your asshole.
Sam, you know what? The economy over the past 30 years Brian, has actually done pretty well.
Brian, if you're quiet, you can hear people unsubbing right now from this fucking diarrhea coming out of your mouth.
You're saying that the Federal Reserve needs to go. Yes. You don't even know what it does.
Get rid of it.
You don't know what it does.
Yes, I do know what it does.
You don't know what it does.
It fucking prints money, Brian.
So you don't. You can't have a central bank?
The reason inflation's going
that's
up...
That's not the only thing they do.
Brian, the reason inflation's going up, Brian, because the value of a dollar is going down. Brian, do you know...
It hasn't gone
up. Do you guys know...
Sam, ready for this?
Do you guys know that more than half the money in currency in circulation right now was printed in the last 2 years?
Sam, guess what? Guess what, Sam?
Do you know that?
Sam.
Call Dracula and ask him that.
Sam, guess what? Inflation hasn't gone up.
Brian,
Do you know why?
Guys.
Do you know why?
Guys.
Do you know why?
This might be the end. We have two more episodes.
Sam.
And then we're going to ask,
Sam,
should this show go on?
What would you replace a central bank with?
Brian, do pigs fly where you live?
What would you replace the central bank with? How would you set interest rates?
What's that?
I'm going to ask again. How would you set interest rates?
I would put us back on the gold standard, which means our money would be backed by fucking actual assets.
I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
That's the dumbest shit you've ever said in your life.
Okay.
It's the dumbest shit you've ever said. It truly is. How would you do that?
How would I do
that? Would you take gold and move it from bank to bank? Would you just anytime? So how would you deal with interest?
A bank should have.
So how would you deal with interest and collateral?
That a bank can load out money for $0 it has in the fucking bank.
I know it's worked.
And you think that's okay?
And it's worked.
No, it hasn't.
It's how people get loans and can afford houses.
It's destroyed the value of money. You are printing money from nothing. The dollars that you have, the actual dollars you have, are worth nothing.
I'm gonna go to lunch right now. I can buy whatever I want.
Right, but now you have to pay more for it, Brian.
No, that's not true.
Yes, because that's the value of a dollar goes down. It takes more dollars to cover the same price.
Sam, we haven't suffered from inflation in 30 years. Do you know why? You don't even know why. So you wouldn't
I have
set
3 minutes.
You
go.
Wouldn't set interest rates?
What?
You'd have gold, huh? What if what happens when you run out of gold?
Guess what? You're not supposed to print more money. That's what happens.
I see. So we keep it at that rate. So it has to reflect gold. There isn't an economist or anyone who really has to be responsible for our economy, who would agree with that? Not one.
Brian, you are so
not
off.
Not one.
It's almost like you're a character.
You don't know anything
like
about
somebody
banking.
Wrote
you literally
somebody,
know less than zero about banking.
Book.
And you
it's
have
called
strong
the Down
opinions.
Syndrome of economies.
You have strong opinions about banking and you don't know anything about
Brian,
banking.
Brian, you're so off.
Let's call my dad.
No, I'm not. Guys, this has been Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters, a.k.a. Highway to the
Danger Zone.
Guys, it's been great. Please see me live. I have to go. Do my fourth podcast.
Hold on, let me.
Thank you, guys.
Wait.
Love you. Hug me out. I gotta go.
Dude, fuck you, man.
You're just.
You want to fucking die? What do you do now?
I don't know.
You don't know what to do now.
I don't know.
Holy shit, dude. Holy shit.
What I would do?
Dude,
I don't know what I would do. I cut your
back. Dude, that was so good.
You're so funny.
I had the knife and you turned.
I love it.
Dude, that was very good, dude. I thought it was gonna cut your throat, and you just turned.
Yeah, you gotta turn. Well, the biggest thing is you gotta hold. You gotta fucking.
But bro, I was.
Bang, right.
Holy shit!
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I just dropped the knife.
I love you, dude.
Dude, for more information on that, come to fucking our shows.
Dude,
will
you
right?
Real quick, apologize to everybody, real quick, who listens
guys,
to the show.
Guys, I'm sorry, man. He's no shit.
I'm sorry that you said all that.
Dude, your traps feel strong.
Oh, I'm so fucking.
You're kind
fat.
Of a big Armenian.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken snake gods and the Anunnaki and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.